Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Larry.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Larry, another very busy week in your office. Two news releases. Can you tell us about them?
Well, we had a release on October the 20th regarding our Recyclico demonstration plant update. And I think people have been waiting for that. Actually, the stock went up on that release. We had a nice schematic of the new demonstration plant included in the release. And it was just kind of an update that where we're at, what we hope to achieve, and moving forward from that. But it's, the demonstration plant, I think we're all looking forward to it, including Cometco. And, we're still waiting for a few parts that are 75% paid for, and the balance will be paid when they're received. And these are what we call long lead items that have to be fabricated. So, that was well received. And this morning we had another release out, which Dr. Hildebrand, who's a lawyer, he was on the board of AME back in 2007-13, and he's now back on the board, and he specializes and was one of the top lawyers in Canada on litigation. And it always seems like, Jim, that when you start to get something that's got value to it, that somebody wants to take it away from you. And they do it through various mythologies. But, it's certainly, if they come and try to blindside us, Paul's quite aware of how to litigate that sort of a thing. But that's not the only thing he has. He's a valuable contributor to the board. He's active in the company, and, he will attend meetings that are specific interest to the company or Zoom meetings, if required. And, so I'm happy to have him aboard. Paul's been, has worked for my various companies over the years. And since about the mid-80s, and, and we've had nothing but success when we were litigating a couple of situations with a couple of companies I had. And, we came out on top on that. And I've always wanted him to be a director. And he was, in the initial periods, he was involved in some of our discussions. So, that's enough about the two news releases. You can read those. They're attached to this podcast. And, I would like to, move on now to what's happening out there in the market. And, it certainly looks like, regulators in various countries are looking at tightening up the recycling rules and trying to keep everything out of the environment. And we've been working toward in that direction for the last 4 years. We wanted to deliver a product at the end of the day that nothing goes back into the environment or into the atmosphere. So that's one of our goals in life, and I'm glad to see some regulation coming in around that. And there's been lots of good news out there on recycling. It's starting to hit the main topics, and we just want to be a part of that. I get a lot of people asking, "Oh, gee, is somebody ahead of you there? Is somebody ahead of you there?" We run down a lot of rabbit holes, but we can't prove or disprove what they say because they have nothing out there in the public domain. So it's a difficult question to ask. We don't like to bum wrap anybody, but the truth of the matter is we're very confident and very solid with our own recycling work, and that's our main goal, because this is not going to be a small market of $2 or $3 billion. In 10 years from now, it'll probably be in the multi-billions, and, you know, because they're talking about putting in a lot of new battery manufacturers, gigafactories for that matter. And so we just want to be a part of that equation. At the end of the day, I don't think we'll be the only recycler out there, but we may be the biggest licensee, or we may be the biggest out of the group. I don't know. I mean, that's forecasting ahead of my abilities. And it's, you know, even today I can't forecast a timeline. I was one of the first companies to do a timeline back about 15 years ago, and we stuck by that timeline. We didn't have these outside influences that influence the timeline, usually negatively. So, but just to say that we're on track, we should have the plant up and going, the demonstration plant, so that we can move on to designing and estimating the costs and profits that we could derive from our own recycling commercial plants. So, and then we can build that. It's, a lot of companies are doing black mass deals from everybody that we've talked to, and it seems like it's a money losing proposition, and you got to get the metallurgy down. You have to be able to recover those cathodes, and in order to make the company profitable. If the company's not profitable, it won't survive. It won't sustain. So these are our goals, and I think anybody that follows us diligently sees that we put everything out there. It's not that we're putting fluff out there that you might read on some of the boards, but I don't have to talk about short trading, because anybody that can see what happens when the short traders are heavily involved in your stock, and we've traded 76 million shares in the last 3 weeks. And so, Jim, it's been a hectic week. I don't like to see the stock price down here. I know a lot of people are buying the dips, and I think that's a smart move. So the other thing is that the directors have a lock-in period where they can't sell any stock for 90 days. Just to let everybody know, it's no directors or officers are selling their stock. It's, you might be able to exercise a warrant or an option, but you can't sell it. And, so that's kind of where we sit today. We've got some interesting attachments, and, the news releases will be attached to this. So I think that's just about ends my podcast right now.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
American Manganese is a critical metals company who's focusing on the recycling of lithium-ion batteries, and or specifically the scrap, which is the low-hanging fruit that becomes available at a rate of about 10% every day. And, if you can get the squeal out of the pig on that, I think that you can pretty much corner most of that market. So that's our ambitions, and this whole recycling opportunity was derived from our patented process for low grades of manganese in the U.S., where we're working on the strategic stockpile for the DLA. And so we got two projects on the go. One was just completed for the DLA. I do believe that, at least it's my strong belief that we'll continue doing work for them. And, but I can't say anything definitely until we get this them signing on the contract. Now, the company is traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. It's traded in the U.S. QB board under the symbol AMYZF, and it's traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. You can find all the information you want on our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com. You can actually phone the company at 778-574-4444. You can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com. And I wish everybody a great weekend.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on October 22nd.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.